Hey everyone, it's your boy Logan Cruz, back again with another episode of The Dopamine Fast. Now, let's talk about something we ALL struggle with, procrastination. Ever feel like you're drowning in to-do lists? Like your goals are staring at you from across the room, daring you to make a move? Well, trust me, you're not alone. This is a common struggle, but I'm here to tell you that beating procrastination isn't about willpower or becoming some superhuman productivity machine. It's about understanding how your brain works and finding strategies that actually fit your life. So buckle up, because we're diving deep into the world of procrastination, uncovering its sneaky tricks and arming you with real-world tools to finally crush those goals. Ready? Let's do this. First off, let's break down procrastination. It's not just laziness, okay? Sometimes it's fear of failure, fear of success even, or just plain fear of the task itself. You know that feeling when you have a big project due, and instead of tackling it head-on, you find yourself scrolling through social media or reorganizing your sock drawer? That's your brain trying to protect itself from discomfort. It's looking for easier, more immediate rewards, even if they don't really serve you in the long run. But here's the thing. Every goal you want to achieve, every dream you have, starts with that first step. And sometimes, that first step is the hardest. So how do we overcome this procrastination hurdle? Number one, identify your triggers. What situations or tasks make you most likely to procrastinate? Is it certain types of work, deadlines, or even just feeling overwhelmed? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for dealing with them. Maybe that means breaking down big tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks, setting realistic deadlines, or finding an accountability buddy to keep you on track. Number two, change your mindset. Instead of viewing tasks as burdens, try reframing them as opportunities for growth and learning. Even if it's something you don't enjoy, focus on the positive aspects, the sense of accomplishment you'll feel when you're done, or the new skills you'll gain along the way. Number three, reward yourself. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small. This will help reinforce positive behavior and keep you motivated. Number four, practice self-compassion. We all procrastinate sometimes. It's human nature. Be kind to yourself when you slip up, learn from the experience, and get back on track. Remember, progress over perfection. And finally, number five, remember your why. What are you working towards? Why is this goal important to you? Keeping your bigger picture in mind can help you stay focused and motivated even when things get tough. Think about the feeling of accomplishment you'll have when you achieve your goal. That's a powerful motivator. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who dreams of starting her own bakery. She has all these amazing ideas, delicious recipes swirling in her head. But she gets stuck at the first hurdle, opening a bank account. It's too much paperwork, she tells herself. I'll do it later. Days turn into weeks, then months, and Sarah keeps putting off that seemingly small task. She's avoiding the discomfort of dealing with bureaucracy, but in doing so, she's also delaying her dream. Sound familiar? That's procrastination at work, tricking us into avoiding what scares us. But what if Sarah applied some of these strategies? If she broke down opening a bank account into smaller steps, maybe even scheduled a specific time for it, the task wouldn't feel so daunting. By reframing her mindset and remembering her why, that burning desire to share her baking with the world, Sarah could overcome that procrastination hurdle and finally take the first step towards her dream. So remember, friends, beating procrastination is a journey, not a destination. It's about building healthy habits, learning from your experiences, and most importantly, staying true to your goals. You've got this. Go out there and crush it. Now, if you found this episode helpful, do me a favor. Share it with a friend who could use some procrastination-busting tips. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts, and join the conversation on social media using the Dopamine Fast. Until next time, keep leveling up.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.